Coming to Master's class, written a letter.
I want to show you and I want to know the meaning. In Hindi. Can you express in Hindi?
Not yet.
This is from America, from New Dwarka.
New Dwarka?
Rukmini Dwarkadi.
Rukmini?
Los Angeles, California.
Where Godfrey is.
I can say from Godfrey, I'm from not Rukmini.
So
I brought it. From Rukmini.
Why?
If Srimati Rasta will know that she has connection with Rukmini, then he will not allow to enter me in her kunja or anything.
So his brother
actually, huh? Right here. No.
Gorpriya said that Radha Krishna, not Rukmini Dwarkadi. Gorpriya said.
You have not tested this prasad? No? Water prasad you want? You also?
But maybe we can use other words to explain what he's saying.
I'm not a... understanding the full meaning, but I'm only...
Which part? Whole thing?
Where I will understand, I will choose to go. And when I will tell that I am not understanding, at that point you can explain.
This morning I awoke having dreamed of you. Although daily I compose a letter to you in my mind, today I wanted to put it in writing. I'm sure you want to know how I am doing. I am working with great determination to make Krishna consciousness very strong in Texas. We have two temples here, one in Houston and one in Dallas. I wish you could come here and have darshan of the deities. They are very special.
Oh, he is inviting me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been here for a month and will stay for yet another month.
Oh, another month.
Of course, this was June 10th, so he'll stay till July 10th.
July 10th.
Mm-hmm. From Mayapur, where I last saw you, I went to preach in China and the Philippines. From Mayapur, where I last saw you, I went to preach in China and the Philippines. You will be glad to know that we invited some initiated some new Chinese men and ladies. We also performed the first marriage ceremony according to Vedic rituals in China for two couples. After that, I went to Bombay and worked with Giriraj and Burijan. Then I went to Europe and preached in England, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. From Europe, I came to USA. So I have kept very busy in the service of my Guru Maharaj. I always remember your encouragement that this Guru Nishtha is our best qualification.
I'm so much pleased to see you all Guru Nishtha. This is only qualification, most good qualification.
I pray that my Guru Maharaj will be somehow pleased and bestow his mercy.
In my office, when I was visiting ISKCON Mandir, Gautam Buddha, thousands. Our, in our group, there is about 10,000. And others, ISKCON Mandir.
Otherwise, how will I ever have the greed necessary for entering the path of Sri Rupa Goswami without mercy? Actually, I see that Sri Rupa Goswami has personally entered my life. There are three specific events that I can cite. The first is when I took sannyas. My Guru Maharaj was testing my determination. I was a grihastha and he had not given Guru Sannyas. He had not given sannyas to any grihastha. Then we went to Jaipur and stayed at the Mandir of Govindaji. When I saw Govindadev, I took full shelter of him, completely surrendering my life to him. My Gurudev must have surely known because he decided to immediately award me sannyas, which he did right at the temple of Govindaji. After the ceremony, the pujaris came over and gave me the deity's long Maha Prasad flower garland. So I take it that Sri Rupa Goswami wanted me to take sannyas for the purpose of achieving Gopi Bhav. I know that I am not at all qualified, but I pray to you, to my Guru Maharaj, to Rupa Goswami, please make me. Please make me Srimati Radhika's Paliyadasi. Swami came when I wanted to write a drama to describe my Gurudev's final pastime. I studied again and again Natak Chandrika and Lalit Madhava and Vidugdh Madhav to learn how to write drama. But I think I learned much more than drama writing. Sri Rupa Goswami's two dramas made something happen inside of me. What that was, I could only realize when we began to meet you. You may recall that before I came to see you for the Brahma Samhita, I first came and asked many questions to help me teach the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So I got your association repeatedly. I think this is the third way that Sri Rupa Goswami blessed me. Through my desire to understand Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he led me to your lotus feet. I also understand
he led me to your feet.
Rupa Goswami led Kamal Krishna Maharaj to your feet. I also understand that all these events could only happen due to the causeless mercy of my Gurudev. So I dedicate myself eternally to his sacred service and thus to Sri Rupa Manjari's lotus feet. In this regard, I must lodge a complaint against you.
That's fully understand.
Okay. And a warning as well. Warning?
What?
Yes.
To me.
It's a complaint and a warning.
Both.
Previously, things were quite normal in ISKCON. Of course, there were some minor problems, but nothing too surprising. But ever since we met you, things have become very strange. More and more of our important ISKCON members have been behaving very strangely.
What do you mean?
Very strange, uncommon, unusual.
And because?
Yes, he will explain more. These were our best devotees who always were the most normal, sober, sane person. But now they act and speak in ways which make others wonder what has happened to them.
What is the meaning?
It means that people think that these senior devotees, people who aren't seeing you, think that people who have seen you and are now speaking differently come crazy or...
Yes. Becoming against
it. No.
I think he will explain further. It's not clear yet.
Okay.
He's just introducing it.
Okay.
Although they will not admit anything, it is noticed that all of these persons are regularly associating with you, either personally or by listening to tape cassettes of you speaking. It is therefore concluded that you have done something to their minds, either through some special power from your eyes or your touch or your voice or perhaps something you have said them. You have succeeded in gaining...
They are very caring for you. But why and how you are changed? I think that all has been written for you.
I don't think so. You have said them. You have succeeded in gaining control of their minds. You have stolen their minds, and they are now helplessly controlled by you. This is certainly a very dangerous situation. And
what
we...
Very dangerous situation.
And we do not know what it will mean for the future of ISKCON. If you continue...
But I want to know, what is this?
He's speaking in a crooked way.
He thinks that his, their preaching and everything will be...
He's saying really everything will be better. But he's saying it in a crooked way.
I understood.
If you continue to capture the minds of ISKCON's best men and ladies, what will happen? Where are you leading them to? And what is your purpose? These men and ladies who occupied the most responsible positions in ISKCON now say the only position they want is Radhika Dasi.
So preaching will be this way.
Now if the GBC summons you and accuses you, what will you reply? What will...
You have to give me reply and I will write.
You should...
No, you.
Me?
In behalf of my...
Okay.
You should give the answer of this thing.
Okay, should I continue?
You need someone, Maharaj?
Yes, I want to know. He's consoling everyone's mind and feeding them funny things.
What will you say? Some of the members of your own institution already think that you are going too far, saying too many things. speaking openly so many confidential truths.
They have accused me.
From your mind?
So many persons. You should disclose these all things.
Now the GBC may think that you are a great threat.
Great?
Threat.
Threat means?
Threat means?
Dangerous.
Threat, yeah.
Danger. Great danger.
Danger. Because you have turned its best men, including the chairman of the GBC, Burijan, all into madmen. Therefore, as your best friend and well-wisher and faithful follower, I must hereby warn you that the situation is fast getting out of control. If things continue in this way, there is no telling what may happen. Therefore, since you are certainly the cause of all these strange changes, I urge you to take control and direct properly all of those who you have so affected.
Yeah.
Looks like he's encouraging you to continue. Either by your words or touch or by some means, try to make them sane. Otherwise, both you as well as they will all be rejected by both of your institutions as mad and worthless. Falling down at your lotus feet, I beg to always remain one such mad, blind follower of yours.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
I help me in answering this letter.
Should I read the rest first?
Give you to Kitty and give me answer, and I then write letter to you. You don't.
Are you serious?
You don't think that I'm Jaduran. You think that I'm Narayan Maharaj.
Tadatma. Okay. I have a further complaint. This one is against one of your most crazy followers, who happens to be crazy followers. Insane, mad, mud. Unmud. Who happens to also be the GBC chairman, Burujan Das. Last Kartik, I began to learn to play the harmonium so I could sing some bhajans. Burijan likes to read Narottam Prarthana. When I asked him which course of study I should teach this year during Kartik in Vrindavan, Burijan suggested Prarthana of Narottam. He said that way I could use my harmonium playing and teach also. So I agreed. And he advertised publicly that I will teach Prarthana. But now the problem is that Prarthana is not sadhana. It is sadhya. How will I explain such advanced ideas when neither I nor those who take the course are so qualified? Each day I am supposed to sing two of the songs and then speak about each for 10 or 15 minutes. Unless you personally explain the meanings of them to me, what will I teach? Therefore, since it is you who have made Burijan read Prarthana, please now save my reputation by helping me to understand Prarthana and guide me how I should teach them to others. Kindly advise what I should do. That's it.
It's
what?
Pun style. P-U-N.
Pun. Pun.
Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun. Pun.
Pun. Pun. Pun.
Like pun. Pun. Write and bring me.
Okay. But you know best what to say.
You should write, then I will.
Okay. Will you be giving him some information about the explanation of Prarthana?
That will be so much.
So much. You are Siddha.
I am Katya.
You are the best Siddha.
Katya.
In America, I heard something. I want to know if it's true. Someone told me that Bhaktivinod Thakur, he accepted Siddha Pranali, but Bhaktisiddhanta, he just does not accept Siddha Pranali. And I was wondering, what is all this that these persons are saying? What is it?
I don't know.
What is the meaning of Siddha Pranali? What is the meaning of Siddha Pranali?
What is written in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, that is Siddha Pranali. And Bhakti Rasami has given the Bhakti in last chapter. When Pisagat gets initiation and Siddha Gurudev qualifies, who follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari both, as he has written. And then he comes to Nitha, Ruchi, Asakti and all. And he becomes Rupasana, Raranga and then Rupasana. And Sintas in Bhajan. Having grief of any one of Gopi, one of Gopi, and especially Rukumandir. But by outside, following always Rup, Raghunath and all. And in inner, he follows Rup, Rati and all Mandir. This is Siddha. How? The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has, by Rupa Goswami, he has given all things elaborately in yoga. Who is Krishna? Who is Maria? What is Nitha? What is Nidhruti? What is Asakti? What is Bhav? And then what is Prem? How this frame can be realized and it can come in our heart. There are two kinds of upasana, mantra-mayi upasana and sastriti upasana. At first he will begin from mantra upasana and then he will, by the grace of all these acharyas, and then how we will follow them? There are so many things. We'll have to hear all these things and gradually we'll accept all these things. This is Siddha Pranali. In his life.
Krishna Narayan Siddha Bhantan Bhai.
Yes, sir.
Krishna Narayan Siddha Bhantan
Bhai.
When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we remember past times.
At first we should know all these things what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described in the Yoga Dharma. All the moon, 10 roots, 10 roots, you know, that moon. Vedaras Praman, Srimad Bhagavat is moon Praman. Krishna is Hari, he is almighty. He is Rasaswaru, Akhinda, Rasamrishindhu, Sarva Saktiman. From him, two kinds of jeev come. Muktajeev, Baddhajeev. Baddhajeev by help of bhakti, they receive prem, Krishna prem. This Krishna prem is prayojan. And the relation between Krishna and Jeev and Maya and all these things are akinta bheda bheda. And after that, nama parat, nama tattva, nama bhat, we should know. And then, going up, we will enter in araspatriya. Then that is bhav, vibhav, anubhav, Shakti, Vyabhichari, and how it becomes as a rock. Water, sugar,
lemon,
and all these things. Next day, very good rock. Likewise, bhav, sattvic bhav, dibhav, olamban, udipan. And jibhav, anubhav, sati, jalichari. Then it becomes very much state in us. We have to know all these things. In what proportion everything will be given. Otherwise it will not be done. If 1 kilo sugar is mixed with 1/2 kilo water, and 100 lemon is given in that, it will not be. So we should know proportion of all these things. If you bring salt, understand that it is sweet sugar, then it will be. That's spoiled everything. So, sugar, real sugar should come. Good butter should come. Good lemon should come. And in proportion, rice should come. So, you have to know everything. You should try. And you can see. This is Srila Pranayama. Who are you? Who are you?
Pariyadasi of Radha.
First name?
I don't know.
Where you live?
Yavar.
Everything. You have to be dhoti. But you see, take so long time, not in one, but it's having hundreds of hours. It depends on our Dukkanta. Dukkanta. Dukkanta means?
Choking up of the...
Huh?
Choking up of the throat with grief. Eagerness, yeah.
It depends on Guru. If Guru can give you, it depends on that. You can collect water, bread, some sugar. But sometimes it attacks you in all these things. Are you reading Devi Garma?
Just what you translated. Just what you wrote and Navadvip translated. So we'll
see.
Yes.
Yes, not anywhere.
Sometimes he goes to
Vatican
and sometimes
he goes somewhere. I
thought where?
Hanuman?
He went to Europe.
Oh, he is not here. Otherwise he must come.
He's come for many months.
He'll come after many months. He is a sincere boy.
Navadvip told me he was working on something for Satrup Maharaj, but now he's getting back to working on the Driver Dharma. But I'll encourage him further.
So, all questions are?
No.
Any more?
You've given us different things to think about what we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. When we chant the Panchatattva mantra, how should we be thinking? Certain pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or in what way to say?
You should think, in my opinion, that they are of Krishna friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu men hold this.
Mm-hmm.
From him, all takes hold. No?
Mm-hmm.
And they distribute the whole self-dealer. Sabdamodar Aira, one of the Sanatana Goswami and all. And from them, again, some whole self-dealer, but second class, they tribute. And they give to market, Namahatta. And from them, some Kutura.
No, you haven't said that. Wonderful. I'm taking the market. How was the last?
Retailer. Should we think then of different pastimes of them in their Sankirtan activities while we...
How they had done Kripa, Masi, we told that Masi too. So, we want Krishna thing. And they have come only to give Krishna prayer. So they are so much generous. They can come. And we should say, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Sarada Prabhu, Sivasacharya. We should pray that.
Should we think then of the Prajna prayers of Narottam Das while we're chanting the Panchatattva mantra?
I heard when a group of gopis is called Saheli. Is this right? Well, which group is this? Who is this? What does that mean, Saheli?
Saheli. Mm-hmm. All Sakhis are called Saheli.
Oh, all Sakhis. It's just another name for Sakhis.
This is a word for Sakhis. Saheli.
How does all contradictions meet in Krishna, and similarly, all contradictions meet in Radha? So on one hand, she knows that without her, Krishna cannot have pleasure. At the same time, as Mahabhagwat, she thinks that everyone is engaged in Krishna's service except to her. So how does she think in both those ways?
Again, I could not understand.
Radharani knows that only she can give full pleasure to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
It is described in different places. But also, she thinks that everyone is serving Krishna more than her. So how does she think both ways?
This is the function of Mahabhava. Not only two different ways, but other than lacks of so many angles and directions. Sometimes she thinks, without me, Krishna will not get pleasure. And sometimes I'm so wretched. I'm very far away from her, Krishna. Sometimes he becomes angry. And at the same time he Hira and Asira both. Hira and Asira are opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
But same time. In some times he may have so many directions of pleasure. Mm-hmm. Because there is Aghatam Khatam Patiyasi Sakti Aksal Sakti in Srimati Raja. When and how and why she looks like that, Krishna does not understand. So how we can? It has written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Krishna par payana. And amara ki pavo. Tasmin na chitram. Virudha dharmam tasmin na chitram. In Vedanta Sutra. Virudha dharmam. All are in opposite direction. But yet, it means all rest in Krishna, and especially very sweet, all these things meet in Srimati Radhika. Krishna cannot know, he does not understand why she is angry, and when how he will be doing. He is doing something to please Srimati, and he becomes manvati. Krishna does not do anything to please her, but yet she is pleased. Krishna is doing opposite, but she is pleased.
Gandavati.
That's the same hand.
You said that Krishna sometimes doesn't please Radha, but still she's pleased. So why is it that since only Radha can give him pleasure?
Because friend is crooked.
So why does he go with Chandravali?
Huh?
Why does he go?
He's pleased to Radhika.
But sometimes,
so that he may have anger.
But sometimes Radha is not even there, but still he goes with Chandravali.
Huh?
Even when Radhika doesn't know, still he's with Chandravali.
Oh, he sent message anyhow.
Oh.
Look at me.
Oh.
Look at you, no?
Uh-huh. Doing one thing and meaning another.
Look at.
Right.
All ideas are crooked.
Mm-hmm.
Prem is itself crooked. Vrindavan is also crooked. Krishna Kundi is also crooked. His mother is crooked. His father is crooked.
How is his mother and father crooked?
And his Lakshya is crooked. His Sikh.
Huh.
His Sikh is crooked.
How are his mother and father crooked?
All are crooked.
Oh, yes.
I'm not so silly.
Yes. When Uddhava came And he was glorifying Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj said so many crooked things.
Otherwise, you cannot be crooked if your father and mother is not. But really, they are not crooked. You go about the children.
Right.
They are so crooked. Gopis are so strict, very subtle. But Krishna tells that they are more crooked than you. What is real idol?
In the Vidagdha Madhav, it's described that in Act 6, that Krishna gives a flute message to Radhika. How can his flute give a message to a specific person? Because it only makes music, not words.
Krishna, one day, told to Vishakhadev, at 11, I will go to Kokilabha. In night, he is especially couple don't do noise. But then you will hear Kokil was voice, you should know that I am calling you all and tell Srimati to come. Only Vishakha knows this fact. No anybody. Even not a single gopis of Chandravali knows it. Only Vishakha. She told it to Lalita and Srimati Radhika Mandi. If Kokil noise is heard in night, she should know that he sings. So one day, they heard at that very time. Kokila? What Kokila?
Kukur?
Kukur. Singing? They at once knew that really they are not Kokila. Krishna. Like this, Krishna has told them all that when my this murli will sing like this. There are so many swar. So many swar, you know?
Melody?
Melody. So many different kinds of. Rupat Hamar. Or kya kya hai? Rupat Hamar.
Shanti, Bilawar, Nancy.
There are so many kinds of, I don't know. So if this if I will sing in Bansi, Hamar I will sing, then you should know that he is calling. So by a special
tune or melody?
Melody. They know that what Krishna is saying. Other persons and others will not understand what they say.
In the Vilap Krishmanjali, Raghunath Das says that, when will I give you many ambrosial foodstuffs mixed with nectar drinks, mixed with the remnants of the food that was directly tasted by Krishna? So is it that only some of the things that Radhika eats is prasad from Krishna, and then there's other food? The verse seems to be not clear. Can you hear this? It's 49. Nana vidair amrita sara rasayanai sthai Krishna prasad militair iha bhojya payai Kum Kumangi Lalitari Sakhi Vritatvam Yatna Maya Kim Utaram Upabodhaniya. From our translation, it seems that not all of the food that Rati Manjari gives Radha is coming from Krishna.
This is another thing.
You're Guru Kesh Maharaj.
How many number?
49.
No.